Luke Combs, one number away, 633. Sunny and 39 today, 29 now. Our wind chill is 20, but if you live sort of up the mountain, it's going to be a lot worse than that. You got a zero wind chill up there this morning. Ooh.
Yeah, and Grandfather Mountain yesterday had a 100-mile-an-hour wind gust. Can you imagine being on that swinging bridge?
No, and it's absolutely just, not. Can you imagine how that would feel? At 100, I don't even want to think about that.
A lot stinging,
a lot
probably.
A people won't go near that thing anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so when anybody who's been married knows how expensive it is to get married, if you allow it to be, Chase.
Yeah.
You know how expensive it is. But it's also expensive if you're asked to be part of the wedding, part of the wedding party.
My friend asked me to be her maid of honor. This is my best friend. We've known each other since we were like 3 years old. And she asked me to be her maid of honor. I was like, yes, of course. I've never been in a wedding. I've never been a bridesmaid. I've never had to deal with this. So I had no idea. And she's getting married in June. So I had flown up in September to go dress shopping for the bridal dresses, you know, the bridesmaids' dresses with her. And we got a dress pretty reasonable. It was $300. She gave everybody $50 cash to go towards it.
Okay.
So she knocked it down to $250. And then, so now we're talking.
So now you're $250 in, plus the plane ticket to get there.
Yes. So now we start talking about the bridal shower, the bachelorette party. And I'm like, oh, and we have hair and makeup. So, yeah. So her mom and her sister-in-law are planning the bridal shower because that's in March. I'm not going to be there for that. And they're having it at a country club, 80 to 85 people, which seems excessive considering I'm like, I don't even know. How do you even know these people?
Mm-hmm. Like, well, it's a shower and you're getting gifts, so you really don't have to know them. You just kind of know them.
Yeah, invite them. I'll take money.
I met them once.
They already have a house and stuff. Like, what else do you want? And it's $240 per girl. There's 11 of us as bridesmaids. There's 200 for a 4 hour long bridal shower.
So you're already over 500 in.
Yes. Then we have the, and I was like, oh, then I got to get a gift, right? I have to get a gift for the bridal shower. Then I have to get a wedding gift.
So you're 600 in.
The bachelorette trip. We did go cheaper on the, we found a rental in Ocean City, Maryland. We're going to OCMD. It was $174 per person, which how is a weekend down the shore in prime shore season cheaper than a 4 hour bridal shower per person? I have no idea. But so we got that for $174 and
$174 per person for how many nights?
Thursday through Sunday.
So three nights.
We'll
round that up to 200.
Yes.
So 246. You're already in for another $8.
Yeah, and then of course, then we have the wedding. You have hair and makeup, which it's I think she said $75 for hair and $100 for makeup.
Ooh. So you're a couple grand in on this thing total.
I'll be just about over a grand figuring the flights. Now I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to go up for the bachelorette trip, come back, like do two flights because the bachelorette trip's the weekend before the wedding. And I don't really want to take a week off.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with my math? Because you're already, you know, 600 or 800 to go to the beach, to go, as they say over there, Danny Ocean. Going Danny Ocean. That's where that name came from, Danny Ocean.
Oh, really?
So you're going Danny Ocean. So you're almost 800 in there. You already got your plane tickets up there. You got your dress. Mm-hmm. You got your couple of gifts you're going to have to buy. You got your expenses while you're there because you got to eat and you got to do your whatever it is you're going to do. So
chances are I'm not going to the bridal shower, so I'm not going to have a flight for that. And I'm probably not going to go to the bachelorette party. But I'll contribute my portion as maid of honor.
Well, what if
I just can't justify.
What if you cut corners and maybe drive instead of fly? Just thinking.
No, it's like 10 hours.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not really interested in driving 10 hours. And this is the, you know, it gets, and she's been very, listen, I know you don't live close. I know you have to work. Do not feel pressure to be at things. Like, I don't want you to, you know, have to.
Okay. All right. She says that.
Yeah.
But does she really mean that? Are you concerned that after the fact she'll go, well, I can't believe Amy didn't come?
I don't know. And I don't know because it is such, listen, she's Catholic Italian, you know, it's like weddings are a big deal. And I respect that. And I understand that for people who are into that, because it's not my thing. So, you know, But so I don't know, because if something was super, super important to me, would I want my best friend to be there? You know, I have no idea. I don't think she would say things that she doesn't mean to me, but I don't want it to kind of be like, oh, she really didn't come.
Yeah, I told her in her inner voice, she's going, I told her it didn't matter, but it really mattered. And
yeah.
Now I'm disappointed that she didn't come. And
so,
yeah.
Well, then she needs to quit complaining. She said that her.
My friend?
If you don't show up, then she can be
if she was actually feeling that way. Yeah. If she actually said those things. Yeah. Well, maybe she really is honest. She doesn't care when you come or not. She knows you live a long way off, and it's cool. She's cool with it.
We have another friend. One of our other friends is in California, lives in L.A. So she scheduled the bachelorette trip the weekend before because our friend in California will take off that entire week and, you know, be able to both be at both things. So she tried to schedule it so people, it would be a little bit more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing so much stuff on her own, but I'm just like, God, you know, and you go over and Chase, you know, you're getting married in September. I don't understand the mindset at all. I've never been the type of person, like I haven't been dreaming of getting married. I kind of think marriage is a sham for the most part. It's not something I'm into. And to justify spending thousands and thousands, and every time you talk to her, she's stressed. And I'm like, it's one day. It's a title and one day. And you think about it your entire life. You plan it your entire life. Then the entire year that you're actually physically planning it, you're kind of miserable. It costs, like, God.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Yeah.